أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح لمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are today with Aqa'id lesson, and still with Aqa'id al-Muzaffar, Aqa'id al-Imamiyya for Sheikh Muhammad Rida al-Muzaffar, rahmatullahi alayh. And after we finish the Imamah, and we are today explaining, yes, the infallibility of the Imam. Let's see what Sheikh Muhammad Rida al-Muzaffar said about the infallibility of the Imam. We believe that an Imam, just like a Prophet, must be what? Infallible from all vices and defects, whether open or concealed, from childhood up to death, deliberately or unintentionally. An Imam must be free from inadvertence, error, or unawareness, because the Imam, just like the Prophets, are maintainers of the religious law, and they must stand out firm for it. The proofs that have convinced us to believe in the inerrancy of the Prophets are the same as those that have convinced us to believe in the inerrancy of the Imams. An Arabic verse says, before that, let me write, yes, this word, and inerrancy, it means, yes, inerrancy. Researchers of the Imams, an Arabic verse says, it is not impossible for Allah to unite the whole world in one person. ليس من المستحيل على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل العالم في واحد في شخص أو في إنسان. So, brothers and sisters, you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent, yes, when He sent the Prophet, He sent him in a full moral, with a high moral. So the morals of the Prophet, nobody can reach it. So why? Because the Prophet, he is what he is, Hujjah on the people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is judging the people at doomsday, why you are not doing good, and you just what, follow the bad things and do the bad things. Okay, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet, in order to tell people that they can see, they can be just like what, just like the Prophet and just like the Imam. Okay, and also all of us, we think that Imam is like the Prophet. He must be infallible from all, yes, from all vices and defects, and even what it appears, or whether open or concealed, from childhood until death, deliberately or unintentionally. Okay, why? All right. Okay, why that? It is just like the Prophet, he should be infallible from inadvertence, error, or unawareness, because the Imam, just like the Prophet, and not only that, Prophets are what? Imam and the Prophets are maintainers of the religious law, and they must stand out firm for it. Okay, so we believe that the infallible of Imam and the infallible of the Prophet, they are what? The same, just like the Arabic words, ليس على الله بمستنكر أن يجمع العالم في واحد. And this is for infallibility of Imam. Insha'Allah, we will meet tomorrow or on Saturday. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.